Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh,
mate, shut up, Ian. Yeah. hello, and welcome. Fuck off. Hello.
Hey, mate. Come on, no, shut no, up. It's your introduction. Hello. Go for it. Go
hello.
For it, mate.
Hello and welcome to the sixth episode. Shut up!
Sorry, mate.
I'm happy you fucking up your bits, but leave me to fuck up my bits on my own.
All right, mate, sorry.
Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the second, the final episode.
Yeah.
And we haven't got a guest, though. Oh. Sorry, I should. This is a magic sponge with Rob Beckett, Jimmy Bullard there.
Hello, Rob. Hello, Smithy.
And
good
Ian
to
Smith.
See you again.
Hello,
today.
However, we don't have a guest.
For the last ever one.
I know.
As well.
Because, Jimmy.
Here we go.
Ian said he'll take over the responsibility of booking.
Listen,
that's a bad fucking right.
He's coming.
Right.
That's why I was trying
today.
To. I was trying to fuck up
started.
His intro.
Yeah, but he's starting.
Yeah, I know, it's starting, mate.
Like,
we're talking.
So, look, I've got to go to a gig. Jimmy's got to go and do some fishing, and you've got to wait till next week.
I've got to go home and take the salmon out of the freezer. I've got stuff going on.
The salmon out? Where's the salmon?
I've got to get home and then get back here next week.
So,
that?
Seriously, just us three.
But no.
No, but look, I've been emailing someone.
Who is it?
It's a surprise!
It fucking and is. They're coming. I'm going to see them.
And it's going to be great. Just trust
okay,
me.
Right,
have
okay.
a little faith
okay.
in me, please.
Is, well, I hope so, because it is the final one in the series.
You keep saying that, mate. I've booked someone.
But I'm a bit annoyed, because we've got no more...
Shirley Bassey.
We've got no more... Shirley
I'm annoyed,
is that
mate.
A guest?
Yeah.
Yeah! Imagine she comes more. What's her saying?
Shirley Bassey said, well, isn't just diamonds are forever?
Well,
that's
a
saying.
That's her, isn't it? No, but it's
no,
a final Bassey episode.
No.
But there's no, we've got Dave have not commissioned us for a third series yet.
What
oh
the fuck?
2 million
God.
Downloads and Dave's on
put
his
head
over 2 million downloads.
What's
and
that
Dave,
mean? We're all looking at the producer there. He's literally stroking his beard, not doing nothing.
So yeah, basically, I think fingers crossed. I think we're gonna get another one, but nothing's confirmed yet. So at the moment, this is the last episode of the second series with no third series.
What's the UK gonna
yet.
Do? What's
Dave,
the UK
need more
gonna
fucking
do?
Content if they're acting Top Gear, they're gonna run out of repeats. <or no.
laughs> I could be the next one getting arrested for clumping my producer.
yeah, so we haven't got anything going on, but hopefully there'll be more. But at the moment, there aren't any. But we've had some good tweets in. This is Wesley Hubbard.
Oh.
Said, question for Jimmy Bullard. If your Uncle Jack helped you... Sorry.
I haven't got an Uncle Jack.
Right. If your Uncle Jack helped you off a horse, would you help your Uncle Jack off a horse? Right. It's all those shit jokes, isn't it?
it says proper
it's so shit. That makes me look competent.
Go on, just do it how it is meant to be.
If your Uncle Jack helped you off a horse, would you help your Uncle Jack off a horse?
It's a
rubbish joke, isn't it?
What does that mean?
Well, one, you haven't got an Uncle Jack. Two, I don't imagine you spend a lot of time with horses.
No. And you've probably seen weirder things than someone wank off a horse.
So basically, would you wank off your uncle?
What?
Essentially what they're asking, isn't it?
It isn't uncle, is it?
No, would you help?
Would you wank off your uncle?
or your uncle's horse?
Would you help your uncle wank off a horse?
Yeah, would you help
this
your uncle?
This show just gets weirder every
time. Well, don't blame me, blame Wesley Hubbard.
I ain't wanking off a donkey, or a horse. I'm not wanking off a man called Jack. That ain't my uncle. Also, as simple as that.
Well, we've had another tweet from Tom and Dom, the Bantams Banter guys. You know, those Bradford
lot.
They sent a photo of Shirley Hughes' Dogger, which is like a kid's book, and said, is this Jimmy?
Oh, is that what that is?
You'll be able to see this on the Twitter thing. It's a little picture of a kid. You got a phone call there, mate?
Sorry. Shirley Hughes Dogger. I'll tell you what. That's me. That's me, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like you, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
Have you got a dog? Is spread across his face.
Have you got a dog?
I've got a dog that looks like that.
Have you? What's your
dog
called?
A brand staff. Alfie.
We want to get another series. Come on, let's worry about that in a minute. We'll try and get ourselves a commission here.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's do this, right? So if you want to hear more Magic Sponge, it's not up to us. We want to do them. Dave are making the decision. So we want you to tweet like something like, we're going to go hashtag more Magic Sponge. So you need to tweet that hashtag.
Are Dave going
to
know what that
yes,
means?
Yes, they will.
Thank you, mate.
Followed by @join_Dave. That's the official Dave Twitter handle.
Come on, guys.
So we'll all be doing that after the show.
I don't want to guilt anyone into stuff, but, you know, Rob and Jimmy have got a lot going on, but this is all I've really got. you know, I'm I really need a third series.
Hang on a minute. Where's the guest?
My guest's coming.
Hey! Oh, fucking hell!
It's Andy! Andy!
Oh, my God!
Jello, boy!
Oh, my. To all you listeners, I can't believe who the fucking magic sponge guest is this week. Yes, the one and only Jamie fucking Hand.
Oh, shit.
Well done,
how
Ian.
Doing,
boy? Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Ash your mic there, Jamie.
Speaking to the mic, mate. Oh, that's us fucking today.
Jamie, you've become a bit of a cult hero on this podcast.
On the sponge.
Basically, I'll just look quick intro. A midfielder, who played Conference South team Farnborough. You still playing for him?
Yeah.
And played for 20 Tweet.
Average player. What a shit player you was.
And no, he's played for 20 teams.
No. Who said average?
No, Jimmy said average. I said...
he's right then. That's right. I just got the needle if it was BBC Sport or something.
I don't think they cover that level.
Fuck, now we've got a few comedians in the house.
But you played for 20 teams in your career, including Watford and Peterborough. However, you are now known for the shit bomb story.
Yeah, when I speak to people, I go, yeah, footballer and that, they go, no, you're on that Magic Sponge, like the shit bomb fella. And yeah, I go,
well,
I've heard about it, but yeah, I've played a bit of footy in my time as well. No one really believes me.
It's just a shit bomb story.
I've got like Google like up going, look, that's me kicking a ball, and they go, nah, get on
what
Magic Sponge.
What was the one exactly, right? Because I've told the story. Tell me the one when we was in TGI, right, and you tweeted it. Please, Jake.
So what's this? Again.
You sent a tweet?
Where there was a few tweets flying. Basically, I signed for Luton from a team called Azen Yedin. No one's ever fucking heard of Azen Yedin. They were terrible. But to go to Luton on loan from Azen Yedin was quite a big thing because they were shit. So I went to Luton. The manager who signed me, I got him the sack 2 months later. So I had to go back to Azen Yedin. Later that season,
how'd you get in the sack?
Because I was shit and we got beat every week, so he got sacked. So I went back to Azen Yedin, and about a month later, we went to back to Luton. Easter it was, so it was like the Saturday Monday game. So we'd gone out there on the Monday, and we got dicked like 4-5, 6-2 or something. I can't even remember the cricket score, I think. And finished the game, and like I had quite a good rapport with the Luton fans and got on quite well with them, but I finished the game and they were just giving me tons, so I was giving them tons back. They were throwing dough at me, I was picking up, putting in my socks and that, like kept it all, kept every penny of it. And it just went from there. I had a few tweets just saying like...
But what did you tweet?
No, they were tweeting me after the game, put my phone on and that.
What are they saying to you? Just
oh, your mum dies and stuff like that, no, which is like...
Not very nice, is it?
Well, I thought it was like... It was a bit harsh.
This is a Liverpool coach.
You have not really heard of the Hayes Yedin and Luton rivalry. It's like Figo, Real Madrid to Barca, is it?
No, it's not... I don't think there was any pig's heads getting thrown on at me, put it that way. So so I've tweeted a few of them back, got stuck in, and then next thing you know, there's a fella, he was an ex-footballer, chirped up, used to play for Luton, but he was shit.
What's
his name's Andy Burgess. If he wants to have a tear up, with a tear up with him like tomorrow. But like, he is the biggest knob I've ever met. And to be fair to him, I've never played with him, but this guy apparently could play in training. He was meant to be brilliant every week. But it came to a game and he was shit because he had no arsehole. So basically, this fella used to play for Luton. So he's gone on and tweeted. He's not tweeted my name in it, so yeah. I didn't get it directly. But someone forwarded it to me saying, like, oh, Jamie And, worst player in all this I've ever seen, la-di-da. Trying to, like, get the Luton fans to love him. But there's only, like, 6,000-7,000 of them. It's not going to do him any, like, favours. He lives in Liverpool, this fella. So I was like, oh, I can't have that. Like, nah, can't have it. It's the next day. Like, went out the night before. I was like, nah, can't have this fella. Like, try to give it I'm shit when he's shitter. So, I'm not very good. That's how bad it is. Yeah, I'm shit and he is shitter.
So he speaks like me.
Yeah. So, this geezer, he's giving me the needle. So, I just messaged him. We was in TGI's in Leicester Square. So, we've just hit him with the old, look, don't know where you are at the minute, but I'm in TGI's Leicester Square. If you want to come and have it, I'll finish my chicken wings, I'll come outside, smash your head in, then I'll get back inside and have a good time with my pals.
Have a pudding.
or a pint. So he didn't really say a lot, but loads of people just kicked off about it. But he worked for the Daily Mirror or something.
Did you tweet the fans?
Yeah, I tweeted the fans that had done all their mums and all that.
Oh, that you've done their mums?
Yeah, shagged their mums and just... It got a bit carried away, yeah. Said, I've shagged your mums, you all look like wrong'uns.
You've been like
40-year-old
virgins.
Yeah, 40-year-old virgins, that's the exact quote. You must have helped me with the tweet.
Right, you've got a bit of a quiz here, haven't you, for Jamie? Nice.
So, we always do a quiz to see how much you know about yourself.
Oh, wow.
So, let's see how you can do. How tall are you in metres?
6'1", athletic build, if you're asking.
He wasn't just the height,
no,
I think.
No, yeah, it was just height, 6'1", what's athletic.
What's that in metres? Just dropping it in.
What's that in metres?
I've been going to the gym recently. metres?
Yeah.
1.87.
Oh, it says 1.8 here, but I mean...
Yeah, 8'7", mate.
You probably know better, don't you?
Yeah, 8'7", it's me.
All right, okay. Most aggressive questionnaire so far. What's your height in Jumbo Toblerones?
Jumbo Toblerones?
Yeah.
What an unbelievable question. Yeah. They're the ones Christmas time they come out, don't they?
These are like.
See, do you know what? I could
ones.
Fire in with an answer, but I wouldn't want to mug myself. Gonna give myself a second to think. 7.
Oh, no, it's a 2.25. These are
fucking
huge.
How big
fuckers.
Are these Jumbo Toblerones?
I don't know. Where, I,
must
this
be
is
about
just a Googled
quad
it.
Height.
Just Googled it.
Quadage.
Mm. Yeah. Nice. Anyway, next question. It's going well.
Honestly, keep these like they're unbelievable questions
so far.
Thank you,
mate. Cheers. how many clubs have you played for?
20. Rob just told me that.
23.
Switch on.
23.
Well, Rob, you were wrong.
I said over. One of us has fucked up.
I said over 20.
23 clubs.
23 clubs, mate. Do you know what? I was going through it the other day.
Hell.
But what you got to remember that is there's been a lot more than 20 managers because a lot of them are signing me. Sacked 3 months later, another manager comes in, want rid of me, shit me on.
Why they want rid of you?
Don't try very hard, go out a lot, shit on everyone. I'll tell you a story quickly. At Mansfield.
What a reference. Reference to his previous club.
At Mansfield.
Twice the next club won ya.
At Mansfield, I was trying to get out. I moved to Mansfield. It was, like I said earlier, it was the biggest carsy I've ever been. So I couldn't stand it. So I used to walk in every day. 20 lads used to get changed in the same changing room. So I was like, oh, I've got to get out of here. I've got to do something that doesn't get me sacked so I don't lose my money, but he needs to get rid of me. So I used to walk in every day in front of all the lads. Didn't spend a lot of dough on the lads, so they had a paddling pool for an ice bath and in the showers. So I used to go in every day, half nine, all the lads would be sitting there. I'd have a slash in the ice bath every day, big yellow slash, and then they've got to get in half hour, and then I'd follow up with squatting beside it and having a shit in the shower so no one could have a shower after training, just so he could get rid of
how
me.
How long did it how many times I've did you have to be do honest that
with
you, before
they, I've got to be honest with you, they didn't let me go. So I used to have a piss in the ice bath every day and a shit in the shower beside it. My mate used to ring me after training going, oh, Jay, like, I really, really like you. I'd only met him at Mansfield. He was going, I think you're top man, but you've got to stop pissing and shitting, like, in the ice bath in the shower. And I was like, nah, he's going to break. He's going to pay me up.
He's
going to
break. This is like a game.
I love it.
That's psychological warfare.
Yeah, every day.
Do you ever last one? Yeah, but
did you try other things? Would you just immediately go to shitting?
No, immediately, because I know how bad it is. So it was just like, I go in every day. I used to walk in with my gear, literally, don't go to my place, walk straight in, go round the corner where all the lads were sitting, piss in the ice bath. They're, oh, Jay, we've all got to get in that. Physio spent an hour and a half every morning filling it up. Then I'll just squat beside it in front of everyone, have a big shit. And the geezer used to, like the kit man, I used to have to clean it up and that. And I used to like him a lot, so I felt bad for it, really, but I was desperate to get out.
Because most people, if they want to move, they'll sort of like try and play really well and get a transfer, wouldn't they?
Yeah, fuck that.
It's not easy, just have a turnout.
Yeah, but you've got 11 geezers on the other team trying to stop you. I've got no one stopping me having shit in the showers.
Have you got any more quiz questions?
Yeah, the next question was how many. This is probably going to be fucking.
Have you not got a legal
loophole
quiz?
Yeah, that's coming later, mate.
Okay.
Oh God, how long were you here for?
Another 20 minutes. I'm fucking off.
4 hours. How many goals and appearances have you got for Hayes and Yedin?
Goals,
yeah.
Appearances, I'd say 63, guess, roughly.
Yeah, and 61.
Oh, not bad guess. Yeah. And goals, 6.
3,
yeah? Yeah. Wikipedia's got that wrong. Definitely.
Right. We'll have to get in contact with Wikipedia then.
Can't have a shit on Wikipedia.
Outside their offices or something.
Get your Google out, you might have a shit on it.
Get your Google out!
Right, so you were Farnborough.
Fucking right, man. That was my pick. Yeah. I thought that was the most goals I ever scored at one club.
I thought it'd be number two.
Last question. How many bones do you have in your Jamie hands?
Oh, they're your phalanges, aren't they? 38.
Well, I'm glad that you took the question seriously. I had a really good think about it. 27. But it can get higher, though, because, the phalanges
that
you mentioned.
I just told you about them.
Yeah, there's a shitload of them sometimes. Good, so...
I think if we get
a new series, I don't think I'm going to be coming back.
I don't think any of us will be.
Is that all your quizzes?
Yeah,
quizzes?
That's the quiz, yeah.
Is that it?
Enjoy that quiz, Jamie.
I thought it was absolutely
brilliant.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
You mentioned...
Go on.
You saw about Peregrine.
You said,
Texas made me laugh. Jimmy texted me the other night. He said he was watching Attenborough and you learned stuff.
Yeah, well, about 6 months ago, we had... A new sound man come in called the Peregrine. That is his name.
We
nicknamed him the Peregrine because a Peregrine is an actual thing that I'm going to tell you about in a minute. So I'm watching it with the missus and it's David Attenborough thing. And he said, Peregrine, some ears pricked up. I'm like, this is love. I'm like, this is. She's like, what are you on about? The Peregrine, what you just said, Peregrine? I'm Sandman. I said, the Sandman, come in, Peregrine. She's like, ah, what? I'm like, I'll guarantee there's a bird that comes on in a minute. She's looking at me going, what the fuck are you on about? And the bird come on, and I said, they're peregrines. So, yeah, you always learn on this show. So, basically, that's that. Yeah, I see a peregrine for the first time on a David Attenborough show the other night. And that was a peregrine.
Ian, you've got your legal loophole quiz, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's good to learn from this show, though, isn't it?
I'll tell you, I'm always learning.
I don't care. I learned so many words the other week.
Have you listened to the podcast, Jamie?
Yeah.
Basically, because we've got this here. You joined Fisher. Is it a club?
No. Well, yeah. So
from Watford, outside the transfer window, but then was immediately loaned to Northampton in a legal loophole.
Yeah, well, it was loopholes. Yeah, that's what we were doing. Just loopholing it.
Like Looper.
So were you aware of what was going on or were you just being...
No,
like,
yeah, I was aware.
Place,
basically, what happened was I left Watford and had to sign for... Well, was going to sign for Northampton, but couldn't because it was after the transfer window. So Colin Calderwood's the manager of Northampton. His mate, Justin Edinburgh, who's now manager of Gillingham, was the manager of Fisher. So you could sign for a team below the conference at any time throughout the season. So I had to sign for them
and then get
to then go on loan to Northampton. So I never play for anyone as shit as Fisher.
Yeah, fair enough.
Played for some shit teams, but not as shit as Fisher.
I didn't even think they didn't sound like a team.
Yeah. Well, they're not around anymore.
No, where are they?
They got it isn't funny, but they got disbanded.
Oh, because of
now they're setting themselves up again. Well, it just means whether or not they just fucked it off.
Mm. You've got a legal loophole quiz, haven't you?
Yeah, I thought, seeing as though we're using legal loopholes, I thought we'd do a bit of learning. I did a very successful quiz with the old weird refereeing rules. So these are some weird legal loopholes you can get around.
You're an experienced loopholer, aren't you?
No, yeah. Loopholes, bumholes, a lot.
Yeah. You'll know a lot of these. Obviously, all the lads know that it's illegal to sell light bulbs over 60 watts in Europe. I don't need to tell you that. But how can you get away with selling light bulbs over 60 watts without it being illegal? How do you get away with it? You'll probably know, Jamie, so let them have a guess first before they get...
I haven't got a fucking clue.
I don't know.
Well, you just say that you're selling heaters because they're really warm. So you just say I'm selling like a shit heater.
Oh, is that?
So you buy it as a shit like heater to warm you up, then use it as a light bulb.
Oh my God, next question. I nearly fell asleep.
Next question. Oh my God. Well, if you nearly fell asleep at that one, you're gonna love this next one because they only get better. Right, you're opening a strip. You're opening a strip club in Idaho, but unfortunately.
You pay for them.
Tits and stuff.
Loan through a loophole. went well.
So if you want to set up a strip club in Idaho, you're not allowed to have nudity on stage.
Yeah, it's illegal to, you know.
Do you not have a stage to have them on the floor?
Well, I don't think anyone would enjoy that, though.
Like waitresses with
poops
out and just dancing near you.
Because you're not on stage.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
It's a strippers. Strippers.
Yeah, no, strippers
with clothing on.
Strippers with clothing on.
Well, maybe they get dressed.
No. You just claim that instead of being a strip club, you say it's an art exhibition.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's just saying it's an art exhibition.
So when I go home a day after being out tonight, I can just tell my missus I've been at an art exhibition this week.
As at the turn. Right, last one.
We're going art exhibition tonight.
I am. Honestly, I think Van Gogh's on tonight.
Do you like girls with one ear?
Yeah. Picasso's about, I think, floating.
Is he not a pianist?
Picasso.
A pianist.
No, Picasso used to be
piss artist. Governor.
He was a piss artist, yeah.
Right.
Sorry, Smudge.
No, it's all right, mate. Come and join you saying pianoist. If you want to smoke in a bar, how can you get away with it? Not allowed to smoke indoors.
Don't let anyone catch you.
Well, I mean, that's one, but like, legally, there's some police officers in the bar and they're watching you.
So I'm gagging for one.
Oh, yeah. Health issues.
Basically, if you're the owner of the bar, you just say that everyone who's in there is an actor. Say that you're putting on a play in the bar and that all the characters smoke.
I think that's bollocks, really, because that ain't going to work. Because I've got
actors,
a pub, and if police come in and said...
Just say we're filming a TV show.
We're filming a magic sponge, mate.
We're filming a TV show. It's set in the 1970s when everyone could smoke. So all you do is you just set some cameras up in your pub. I just said, oh no, we're filming this, set in the 1970s.
Is that right?
I reckon so.
Try that at your pub and let us know how you get on.
I'm going to actually try that tonight.
It's going to be in the newspaper.
Jamie, you said you quit hazing Yedin United because you were unhappy with the level of fine for a red card.
Mm-hmm.
What was the fine?
What?
There was almost a GBH on a kid from Lincoln I used to play with, and I fucking hated him. And it was last 2 minutes in the game of the last game of the season. So I thought, I've got to just drop him quickly. And then, if I get sent off, I get sent off. And he went off in a neck brace. And the funniest thing, though, about Curtis Woodhouse was their assistant manager, and he was a boxer, and he was waiting for me down the tunnel. And I was like, it's got to be another way to the change room down the tunnel because he's going to punch my head.
Did he punch you?
No, he wanted to, though.
Shit yourself?
Yeah, massively. He's a boxer. So, they fined me quite hefty, the chairman, and I was like...
How much was it?
2 weeks' wages, so it was about 45 quid, I think. No, it might have been 40 quid, yeah.
So you left?
Yeah, so I was like,
fucking... 2 weeks' wages is quite a lot, though, isn't it?
Yeah. For a red card, I think so.
For assault.
For GBH. Can maybe do a bit
you
time
said you're
it.
Leaving because it's too much?
Yeah, I'm never coming back.
What, because they fined you 2 weeks? You said, no, it's bollocks.
Yeah, shit, I'm not coming back.
Also,
I don't think that's that bad, is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Well, if you've decapitated someone, broke their neck, poor sod, and then you go, nah, it's Liberty's fining me 2 weeks. Of course it's bad. You should be more professional.
Ian, it's time to do Bulldog versus the guest.
Right, so this is FIFA 2007. Your ratings out of 100, what do you reckon they'd be? You're playing for Chester at the time. Jimmy's playing for Fulham. Your playing style, Jimmy's a midfield maestro.
Did we play you that season? I don't think we played each other in the
Premier
League.
Chester through, who was our player?
No, I went against each other. Well, you
were against Fulham.
Oh, right.
I was at Fulham. Go on, then.
You're a midfield maestro, did he play, apparently.
Yep. Did they still make it in the FIFA?
Chester in it, and it's out of Chester, 100, yeah. So you're right into that 100.
Right, go on, then.
Right, so, retiring age. It's out of 100, but it's not going to be.
Retiring age?
What time did you retire on the game? Because on the game, because it goes through
fucking
the years.
Hell, probably 2008. I think we got relegated.
No.
What age?
No, how old
are you?
Oh.
26.
Too fast. Hey, cool, you're older. You're looking well. Fucking Highlander. he's got an engine on him.
Fuck it, he's still going in 2008. How old was you in the game when you retired? In the game. It's a proper shit question.
How old are you now?
31. In the game, 23, something like that.
32.
No, you retire at 36 and you retire at 34.
Not 23.
Still got 3 years left.
I was close.
Because I was going down the way out of the leagues, it might just give it fucking...
Okay, that is
the game's retired him, then I've retired the game.
Fair enough.
I thought that might have been more to do with it.
All right, heading out of 100.
Heading, very good. 6'1", athletic, good spring. I'd say 42.
Out of 100?
Yeah, I know, but I was in League 2 again, weren't I? So I'm being realistic.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, it's like 64.
If he's better than me in the air, it's going off.
What did you say, 42?
42, yeah.
Well, I'd just say prepare yourself and not be happy with these cards. Jimmy got 70 and you got 50.
6'1", he's 5'8", scrawny. Pulls it down, I jump and edit.
I'm 5'11".
You're not 5'11".
I'm fucking stand up.
You're not 5'11".
Bro.
You're not on your tippings now.
No, I'm treading on the wire. I'm 5'11
and up.
You're 6'1. There ain't fucking 7 inches in between us, is there, you dope?
Right, that was a great bit of audio.
Sorry, everyone.
So that
just
that.
Stood up and had a tear up. This is, I mean, what stamina out of 100?
83.
83? That's impressive. Guess. I go on better than 83. Strong part of my game, that. 92.
Fuck.
It was. Honestly. Didn't drink till I was 21.
I'm so sorry, mate. Right, so Jimmy got 90. And yours is down as 49.
49. So pub played me off, basically. Nice. Just give me the ump. Swirl me.
So you can get it back with this one. Goalkeeper positioning.
Oh, my God.
Out of 100.
Strong 70, 72.
Well, no, it's...
No, 72, Rob.
Oh, okay.
72, mate. 72, mate.
Good. 38. Well, Jimmy's closer in his guess, but you're beating him.
Yeah.
14. Jimmy's 11.
14, yeah. Well, a bit disappointed it's low, but I'm good in goal.
But that's high for an outfield player, obviously, because the actual goalkeeper's right.
I've been in goal a couple of times, actually, during games.
Yeah?
Yeah, saved a couple.
So
when was that? What was that for?
For a shit team called Chelmsford.
Yeah.
Went in goal.
Did you let any in?
So got beat 6-2.
How many goals did you let?
Six. I was in goal.
Oh, did you start in goal?
No, someone got sent off and went in goal.
Well, I could have scored.
How late did they get sent off?
After about...
Jay probably done him as well.
Get off, I want to go in goal.
I said an hour in goal.
Yeah, hour in goal, but I saved loads. I was proper good.
Team like must have been even better.
Yeah,
well, let six in and you play blinded.
Have you enjoyed any of the teams you've played for?
Chester, amazing.
That's it.
Why?
Chester was, when I signed there, a group of 20 lads that no one knew each other. Every one of us were single, all similar ages, in between 22 and 28. And we used to go out 3 times a week. It's fucking brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Is there any clubs that you liked? Not because of like the people who were there or like socially,
no,
but you
fucking
know, just
hated
loving
all the people
the
that was at every club.
Really?
Apart from some of the players. Yeah, every single person.
What about even like grounds or groups of fans or pitches and all that kind of stuff? Just hated them all.
I used to love as a kid playing football and then just playing football like professionally was like, oh, What's a ball like?
Right, well, I think that's us done.
Lovely.
love it, Jamie.
Pleasure.
Thank you,
yeah, my man. No, so, thanks for coming on, mate. To all the listeners, let us know what your favourite bits have been from the series. Tweet us with hashtag Magic Sponge. Obviously, just let us know what you like. So, last episode of the series, Dave haven't decided if we're having a new one.
Yeah.
So, don't forget, as we said, hashtag More Magic Sponge at @join_Dave.
Yeah.
And we'll try and get another series. Yeah. Do you reckon we should have another series, Jamie?
No.
Okay.
No, definitely. Yeah, governor's
if
in
they
ya.
Won't let us do it, do you mind rubbing shit on you and chasing Dave?
Yeah. Who's Dave?
I'll introduce you to him later.
Let's go and see Dave.
We'll take Jamie.
I'm Dave.
I've never heard shit on a geezer called Dave. So let's do it.
Thank you very much, Jamie.
No problem.
See you later. And hopefully see you in the new series. See you later.
Bye.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixshoot production for Dave and is produced by Sam Pearson.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? What is
I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.